What's up, everyone? Welcome back to Girls with Goals with your hosts, Anne Catherine.
And Caroline.
Today, we have an episode that Caroline pointed out is contradictory to our episode, like, 2-3 weeks ago. Today, we're talking about how you should be doing more. And that's semi-clickbait, but, like, not really.
Not necessarily you need to be doing more, but we want to talk about kind of psychologically that domino effect of life where things seem to become easier the more you do, like the more steps you've already taken, the more you've filled your life, kind of the easier other things can feel, and like why that happens and the power of doing more. How I feel like there can be such a discrepancy sometimes between maybe your behavior in different phases of your life, or you're comparing your behavior to somebody else or mm-hmm. two different people, of like extreme low, like extremely low activity and extremely productive. Like, how does this person manage to balance all of these things and do mm-hmm. all of these things? And it's interesting how once you get the ball rolling, there seems to be a lot of power in doing more to help you do more.
Right. Once you start doing more, it's easier to add one thing on mm-hmm. or just like quickly finish a task, where if you weren't doing much, if you're in a phase of life where, you know, you're just kind of lazier by nature because life goes in phases like that, it would be a lot harder to get you to start completing a task when you're not doing much in general. But if you're like booked and busy and on the go, it's so easy to just throw something in there and complete it super fast. But the mental toll and the like physical ramping up to get an activity or something on your to-do list done is harder when you're not doing much. So that's why we say you should be doing more. Contradictory to our last episode, like a couple weeks ago, that was about simplifying your life and how too much can make you complacent.
I think, though, it's interesting when we notice these contradictions in maybe the things we say and also just in advice you see out there, because I think that everything has context to it. Like, when we say you should be doing more, in the context that we're speaking about it right now, it makes sense. When we say simplify your life, in that context, when we're talking about simplifying the choice and the overwhelm that you have in your life, that makes sense. And those things can exist at the same time. Like, if we're taking those two, for example, when we're talking about simplifying your life, we're talking about putting your life a bit more on autopilot and simplifying it from too much choice. And then when we say you should be doing more, we're talking about how doing more helps you do more. So if you think about it in a way, they actually can go together, because if you strip down if you simplify the confusion and the choice in your life, you actually have more potential for output.
Yeah.
You know?
And I think both can be true at the same time. And honestly, so much advice is contradictory. Mm-hmm. And that is absolutely not to say that both things can't be true. Because contradicting things can absolutely be true at the same time. These two statements can be so true and so helpful for you. Maybe you listen to these episodes back to back and you took something out of each episode.
Mm-hmm. And I also think that any self-help, motivational type advice that you hear out there, a lot of it is not saying this is the blueprint for exactly what you need to do. It's talking through one concept where you mm-hmm. can do that, you know, take what you need, leave what you don't, or take what actually fits with your life and clicks with you and is making sense, leave what you don't. So I think even if you're listening to two people giving contradicting advice about the same thing, like, that can be confusing sometimes, mm-hmm. but also sometimes you might take one fact from something and one fact from something else and then build your own understanding of it.
Or just hearing different sides of things can help mm-hmm. give you your own clarity. Yeah. So if you're taking advice from two different people on both sides of a certain spectrum, maybe you fall somewhere in the middle. Like, you're not going to be completely in alignment with everything, but that's the point of listening to. Surely you listen to multiple podcasts, you listen to episodes on different things.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to take pieces from both those. And if you don't take tangible advice, you're going to walk away with like a vibe or a good feeling or a partial motivation of some mm-hmm. sort. So if you're having a hard time getting yourself motivated or getting yourself to do things, getting yourself off your phone is a huge one too. Then this is when we say you should be doing more. So maybe you are just like in a lazy phase of life, me at the moment, or you're feeling that like overwhelm that we talked about with the abundance episode. When I think about phases of my life that I've been super energized and super motivated and super like in the zone of my life, I have been doing more. But then there are phases, like right now, where I'm not doing a lot. I don't have a lot of, you know, responsibilities or tasks going on compared to the phases of my life where I was super go, go, go. And that's just different phases of life. Like, if I had a ton of stuff going on right now, I would feel differently, but I don't. So I'm gonna take that as it is and live my life based on what is required of me. How you can change that, though, and get your motivation up and get your energy up more consistently, because I think a huge part of this is having consistent amounts of energy. So maybe, like, I'm living at home right now, so that changes things, and I know we talk about this a lot. So the last 2 weeks, we've been at home, and so I don't have as many responsibilities as I would if I were living on my own, because there are four people living here. Responsibilities are shared, and when you're living at home, like, you don't, especially if you're just popping in for 2 weeks at a time, you're not going to come home and like have a million chores to do. You know, you're going to help out, but you're not going to go absolutely, I'm not going to clean the whole house top to bottom. But if I was living alone in my own apartment, I would be doing that. When we talk about simplifying your life in the context of the previous episode, I'm talking about the people around you, the choices, the things in your life, like your zone, the things that happen to you, the things that you have choices about. Simplify the complexity of your life. When we say you should be doing more or do more with your life, in this context, we're talking about where you are spending your energy. So when you really, really, really think about it, there are different manifestations of energy and different thoughts completely. But it sounds so silly that like the last episode was simplify your life and now we're saying you should do more. But simplify your life is like objects almost, nouns, and then you should be doing more is actions, where you choose to spend your energy, mm-hmm. what you are doing. And so when I think about times that I have felt this flow of constant motivation and energy, and like I wake up and I'm doing things all day, and I love that feeling. And it's sometimes it's almost mundane, like the phases of life where your days are packed. You wake up, you go to work, you go to the gym, you cook, you clean, you see friends, you do things, you run errands, like you're booked and busy. That is so satisfying and like gratifying to me, because you're in the zone. One, it's satisfying and fulfilling because you're actually like accomplishing a lot of things on a day-to-day basis. So it's that immediate instant gratification almost, but it's also really, really satisfying because you feel the flow of energy and you can just take on so much more. And so you're in this kind of energized zone.
When you said how you spend your energy, I think that resonated, because when we say you should be doing more, in reality, we're all gonna do 24 hours worth of things in a day. Mm-hmm. You know, like you could spend that energy scrolling TikTok, not that that's always a bad thing, but you know what I mean, like that energy is going to be spent towards something. It could be online shopping, it could be scrolling TikTok.
I set a limit on my Instagram, mm-hmm. and it popped up. I was like scrolling before bed last night, and it popped up, and I just like, without even thinking, I was just like, oh, and turned my phone off and like went to bed. Really? I was like, wow, that was actually really helpful.
That was really good of you. I usually ignore it, but it is okay. You're gonna do 24 hours worth of things. Let's be more intentional about what those things are and how you put your energy towards it. So it's not even that doing more always is doing more, but it might be doing different, doing more productive, doing better for you, like doing the things that are more worth your energy and not the things that are taking that same amount of energy and they're kind of feeling like they're wasting it, or it's not replenishing back to you in the same way as something that like health and fitness is good for you. You get that right back. Mm-hmm. Work, you know, it helps your career and you are doing your job. You get that right back. But some things are just kind of wastes of energy.
I think so. Mom said this like years ago, and I don't know why it, like, I remembered it. She used to be a server, and she said something about how when it's
like in high school, yeah. Like a server, okay. Yeah.
Like at a restaurant.
Yeah.
She just served, like,
you know, yeah.
She
serves. I was like, not recently she used to be a server, but no, like in her lifetime.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. But on a really busy day, so picture you working at a restaurant, which I'm sure most of us have.
Or something worked adjacent.
A restaurant job or like something similar. When it's super busy, you're just going and you're suddenly your 8-hour shift turns into like it goes by and you don't even check your phone. You don't even check the clock because you're just doing things.
Yeah.
And so when another customer comes in, it's so easy to help them. Or not easy, but it doesn't feel like it's taking as much energy to help them. Where when it's a slow day and you only have one customer, it's like a 4 p.m. on a Tuesday, you have one customer, God forbid they need something, you're going to be like, I physically can't do this right now, because you have to start and stop and start and stop mm-hmm. your energy. And it's so hard to get yourself motivated to do something. When in reality, you're like, I was serving 10 tables at once last night and now there's one table and I like can't. I'm getting frustrated with it because I'm like trying to do other things, but you're there for an 8-hour shift. It's just being filled differently. You're using your energy differently, and you use so much more energy on a busy day than you would on a slow day. So why is it more gratifying? Does it go quicker? Do you enjoy your job more when it's busy? Same thing if you work a desk job. That's almost worse. Like, if you have a bunch of projects and a bunch of tasks going on and your day just goes and you're in the zone, those are the days when I'm like, I like my job.
Yeah.
But days when you I'm can like, be I in have it. To do one thing, I'm like, I hate this.
Yeah, because it can be energizing when you're actually, like, putting good work in towards something and you have things going on. And maybe there's, like, camaraderie of other people working together and doing that versus when you have, nothing. And then you have something to do. Right. There's so much more resistance to doing that one thing because it's not as energizing around it. I was going to say something similar to the serving example. When I was shopping in Aritzia the other day, and I'm sure if you've gone, you know their model of, like, there's not mirrors in the changing rooms. There's kind of a hall of couches and mirrors. And so you go out and it's almost like a community try on, which is really good because then you get people hyping you up. There's people working there hyping you up. Like, it does sell their clothes because it makes you want to buy them more.
They also work on commission.
You know what? I don't think they do, because I actually asked a girl. I, like, made a joke about her getting her commission off of me.
Wait, I could have sworn they make commission.
That's what I thought, too. I don't know.
Because you have to give the right person's name whenever you go.
They did. Yeah, but they don't always ask.
Tell you their names and, like, help you.
I don't know.
Someone fact check that.
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe somebody knows and you could tell me. Maybe she wasn't telling the truth. I don't know. But there was one girl who was helping me and also, like, running around the whole room. She knew everyone's names. She was deciphering everyone's style and figuring out what worked for them. She was, like, on her walkie-talkie or, like, radio or whatever it is, telling other people, like, hey, can you run and find this type of skirt, this type of, like, a different size of these pants? Can you find something this style? And just, like, pulling things for me to make outfits based on suggestions. And it was such a... I don't know, it was a fun shopping experience, but I guess my point was, she wasn't just doing that for me, she was doing it for, like, at least 4 people at the same time, and she was, like, helping all different people and remembering all these things, and I was like, girl, you're literally running this place. But it was probably kind of energizing to be bouncing around and you feel like you're really doing a good job, and probably, you know, helping one person, then when you're helping 2 people, you kind of have more going on. It's more exciting. I feel like you probably kind of get that ball rolling, and then you can run the show like that.
Yeah.
So that's, like, one example that I thought was really interesting. I was like, oh, time's probably flying for her, because honestly, it's kind of a fun job when you're piecing fashion together for different people. Yeah. But
I was doing my research when I was looking into this topic, and there's a study that Gallup did, and basically people that challenge themselves and seek out challenges and new projects and, you know, higher level work within their jobs have a better satisfaction. And that's, like, exactly what we're talking about. When you are busy, I feel like that means you're being challenged, whether it's time management or complexity of a project. You're going to be way more satisfied, one, because you're in the flow, so you can get more done and you're like, wow, I'm getting more done. You're, like, in the zone where you can really, really get into your work and feel like you enjoy it. And you're also, once you finish that or while you're working on it, you're proving to yourself that you are capable of doing this type of work, that you're, like, good at your job, good at this work, and that's going to make you prouder, and that's going to make you want to seek more. And just the volume of what you can accomplish when you're, like, booked and busy rather than if you're, like, I have nothing to do. Because we've all gone into work and just, like, had a slow day.
Yeah.
And then you're so not even motivated to do anything. But... oh, emails are a good thing. If I have a slow day, I'm, like, very bad at checking my email, or very slow at checking my email. I'm the worst at checking my email. But if you're so busy at work and you, like, get one email, you're going to quickly respond to it right then and there. You, like, get one Slack message, you're going to, like, quickly
respond. Yeah, then I'm like, right, oh, 5 minute rule, got to give it back right away, and then I'll have a day where I'm doing nothing, and it takes me until the end of the day to,
like, oh my God, I forgot about the same thing with text to people. So true. Like, if you're not doing much, you get a text from someone, you're scrolling your phone, you're like, oh, I'll respond to that later, mm-hmm. and then you don't respond to it later. But if you're, like, already doing something, you just, like, quickly pick up your phone and respond.
Yeah.
Because it's easier to do more when you're doing more. These are small little examples, but they go for everything.
Do you want to learn a new language? Maybe for an upcoming trip, maybe to better connect with friends who speak other languages, maybe you just want a new skill. Rosetta Stone is going to help get you there. When talking about Rosetta Stone, I always think about when we were maybe 5 years old and our dad started traveling to China for work. He used Rosetta Stone for Mandarin, and obviously Caroline and I would use it too, especially when we found out that we were going to move to Asia. That is such a core memory for me, and I can so vividly remember speaking into the computer, listening to the audio, and, like, matching it so vividly. And the best thing about Rosetta Stone is that Rosetta Stone offers a lifetime membership. So you can buy the program now and get forever access to all the lessons, all the languages, forever. So I've been using this lifetime membership to pick back up my Mandarin, and let me tell you, Rosetta Stone is incredible. The way that it is so immersive has me back to being confident in my Mandarin so quickly, and you can even start from scratch. Of course, they have 25 languages to learn, and it's immersive. You learn it naturally, and you should definitely check it out. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, Girls with Goals listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/today. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/today.
When you have big goals and a busy schedule, like all Girls with Goals listeners do, because that is exactly why we are here, it can be so difficult to actually find time for wellness. Even though it's a core value for all of us, small wellness habits can easily be buried by everything we have going on. This is why we have Fleur Marché. Fleur Marché delivers simple, quality, affordable wellness solutions for life's daily challenges. It's founded by women and inspired by the female dreamers, hustlers, and activists on the front lines of change, and their mission is to help you feel 100% every single day with fun and easy-to-understand plant-powered wellness products. Caroline and I have both been using the Fleur Marché Botanical Wellness Patches and have really, really enjoyed them because they're so easy and honestly so cool. They're different than a lot of the products I've used in the past for sleep, relaxation, focus, and relief, which are just some of the patches that Fleur Marché offers. Because they're both effective and fun, I think that's why I've been more intentional about this wellness habit with Fleur Marché, because I actually enjoy using the patches. So go check out all the patches and all the products that Fleur Marché has for you and try them for yourself. Find your new wellness essentials at fleurmarché.com and get special discount just for our listeners. Get 20% off your first order site-wide with the promo code GOALS at checkout. Go to fleurmarché.com and use code GOALS for 20% off your first order.
I would say if you're in school, think about how I think it's a lot easier to feel motivated to keep a good grade and, like, keep your scores mm-hmm. up than if you're doing poorly in a class to try to fix that.
Right.
Because once you've become demotivated by, like, one bad test that brings your grade down, it feels like, oh, it's so much effort to everything has to be so much better for it to average out and to bring that weight up, and I have to go to office mm-hmm. hours and I have to do this. It feels like there's so much more resistance to getting out of a lower zone, whereas if you're already getting an A and doing well and happy with what you're doing in that class, you're probably going to be more motivated to study because you feel on top of it and you feel good about it, versus if you're not understanding something, if you feel like you're doing poorly, you're probably going to feel much more avoidant to it. It's not going to be enjoyable, and you're going to feel so, like, lethargic doing it, versus once you have that ball rolling and you're doing well. I know at least that happens for me. I'm like, it's always so much easier to do things when it's already going well.
The same school example, I remember, like, in high school, I would wake up early, go to swim practice, like, immediately change and go to school. And after school, like, have... What was the sport?
What did we
what was
do?
What was the winter sport?
Yours was swimming.
Yeah.
But, we volunteered.
Oh, and then...
Unified.
Yeah. And then you would, like, have volunteer work, or you would... I would, like, go to the weight room after. And then do all my homework. And then if someone was like, oh, do you want to do this? Or, like, be social. Like, mm-hmm. you would just do that because you're already on a roll. You're already doing things. Your energy is up.
Yeah.
The same thing. It takes less effort to start something when you're already out and about and doing things than it does to, like, start from ground zero. Mm-hmm. Because when you are in a busy day or a busy phase of life, like, you're already on the go, the ball is rolling. Snowball mm-hmm. effect is in motion. But if you're not, then it takes so much effort to get it moving. So one example that I was thinking of was, if I'm either, like, at home in bed 8 p.m. or out the entire night. That's true. There's no really in between. Because if someone says, like, oh, plants are starting at 10 p.m., that is far too late for me. I'm, it's like, pretty off I'm limits. At home. I'm, like, twiddling my thumbs, like, not, you know? And yeah. then I'm, like, I don't want to get ready right now.
Yeah.
I don't want to get ready right now. But if I'm,
and, like, I get tired at that point if I haven't started doing something. Yeah, I'm already tired
because your energy's down. Yeah. It's not being, like,
replenished
and brought up. But if you're out and about, so you have, like, dinner with friends, and then you have no how many times have you gone to dinner with, like, no plans or said, I'm not going out, and mm-hmm. then all of a sudden you're like, I'm having a great time, my energy's up, like, I'm so happy.
Yeah, let's do something.
To continue hanging out. And then you do. But if you are at home and someone texts you, oh, come to this, or blah, blah, then you have to get ready, you have to change, you have to, like, make sure you look presentable, like, get yourself there, walk, mm-hmm. get in an Uber, whatever it may be. But if you're already out, say you're even just running errands and someone says, oh, do you want to come over?
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Because you're ready. You're mentally prepared. Like, you're out and about.
It's always the first, like, even if you've talked about going out or doing something that night, when you get home from work or home from class or whatever in the afternoon and you're tired and you're like, maybe I want to cancel. Like, the thought of getting ready and starting something yeah. right now, But always when I'm already out, you get re-energized and you're able to, like, you might walk an hour home from dinner. Sometimes we would do that. And I'm like, that. I was so tired today. And now suddenly I was able to, like,
yeah,
go out and socialize and then walk all the way back, because things are re-energizing you. That's true. When you get out there, it's a lot easier.
Also, if you're already doing something, whether it be, like, socially, or it's a weekend and you're running errands, or you're at work and you're involved in a project and, like, things are going well, or you're at the gym and, like, mm-hmm. having a good phase, like, everything is lining up in the gym, you are so much more apt to, like, seek out even more. So we've talked a lot thus far about things happening to you, being invited to things, like, mm-hmm. having more projects put on your plate, having more responsibilities put on your plate, and then you're more ready to do that if you're already have yeah. things going on yeah, or yeah. have, like, you're actively living a busy life. But when you're doing that, you're also way more likely to seek out and want to seek out yeah. more things to do. And part of this is because you're going to get way more efficient with the things that you're doing. And a huge part of that is because you're not starting and stopping. Like, if you have 5 different errands to run, like, you have to pick up a prescription and go grocery shopping and, like, drop something off and whatever. If you do that 5 separate days, it's going to take an extra, like, hour of the day and energy, because you're going to have to go out and go back in and go. And then the next day you go out. But if you say, oh, it's, like, a Sunday morning, let me run errands, 3 hours and you have everything done. Yeah. And then you're like, oh, I'm out. I was thinking about doing this thing. It's maybe not high on my priority list, but, like, let's just go get it done. Mm-hmm. Let's just go do it. How many times have you had things that have been on your to-do list for months and months and months on end, and then finally you do it and it takes 5 minutes?
True.
Because you don't want to do that if you're not doing it already. Yeah. But if you're like, oh, I knocked this off my list, like, let's just knock this out really yeah. quick. You do it.
Or going back to the emails, you answer one email, it takes 5 seconds, and you're like, oh, that was so easy. And then you answer all the rest of your emails.
I just hate emails.
And going back to it making you more self-motivated, I think that, you know, any sense of accomplishment in one area of your life is going to spill over and motivate you in other areas of your life. That's why I think there is that extreme gap between a lifestyle of very low activity and a lifestyle of very high activity. Because I think, you know, if you're doing well in work and you're feeling good, then you're feeling more happy and accomplished, then you probably want to be more social. Maybe you're going to seek out more social events. You're going to hang out with people more. You're going to join something. Maybe then it's way more easy for you to be consistent with fitness, because you're already going to work every day and you're on that schedule. So you can similarly be on that schedule to go to the gym. You know, I think the more accomplished you feel in one area, the more self-motivated you are in every other area, because that positive energy is just gonna drive you into the other things.
And this whole concept does apply to, like, the errands thing, mm-hmm. the one day thing, like, kind of one-off situations where you have a day where you're really kind of going and you're in the zone and then you just get way more done than you anticipated. But for the most part, I think this is so valuable and so effective when it's like a phase of life.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes it's so mundane to be like, this is my schedule for like the rest of the next couple months. You know, I wake up, I go to work Monday through Friday. I mm-hmm. go to the gym at the end and I like grocery shop on this day. And like, I usually have plans with these people and I see these people then. And like, this is when I get these household chores done. You have kind of a schedule. That is so nice. Like, when you're in the zone of that, it is so, so nice. And I'm honestly, right now, our phase of life is like, traveling. We don't really have a home base. We're working.
We have a home base, but we're not in the same place for long at this moment.
We're not in the same place for longer than a couple weeks. And that is the phase of life that like we signed up for. We sought it out. We are committing to it and doing it for the next. When we get back to Boston in January, I'm so excited to have a like weekly routine and back to the daily, like just get mm-hmm. in the zone of routine and living your day-to-day life and living for you. Like, so much of social... I will go on a social media rant because I don't always turn into a social media rant. I would love social media to wipe off the face of the earth entirely. But that's not going to happen. So, we take it as it is. But you feel like you have to live this crazy life and live this, like, very different life where every day has to be different. You have to be trying new things all the time mm-hmm. and, like, seeking out new experiences, new opportunities. Every single second of every single day. But, like, where is the time for your actual life? Because that is so fun. That is great. That is amazing. Like, yeah. All for it. I will seek out those opportunities in my own life, but, like, on my own time.
Yeah.
There shouldn't be such a pressure because you should be able to actually live your life and experience your life. We've talked about this before in the You Don't Need to Change episode because it gives the same as, like, there's always such a push to change and be constantly mm-hmm. evolving, and like naturally we are constantly evolving, but there are some phases where you put more work into different areas than others. You should have equal if not more space to exist as that person.
Yeah,
you know, there's always this push to continue to make changes, which like you're always going to be learning and growing and changing. However, you should have space and time to be yourself and feel like yourself, because when you're in this constant pressure state of having to change or feeling like you have to change, that's a separation between you and like where you want to be that I don't think is good with this whole concept of like your higher self, where you're separating yourself from it, like you're not from it. If you're in that zone for the foreseeable future, like where is the space where you can just exist and be yourself and actually take the learnings and put them to practice, which is frustrating. So I think a lot of this has to do with those phases where you are taking your learnings and putting it into practice, because you have this longer phase of space to do more.
Yeah.
And so on the day to day, you're getting into those routines that Caroline was talking about.
And I think there's something to say about going with that natural evolution of life and understanding that life can come in waves and come in phases, because you can take something from the way that you're living at every point. I think it's always great if you can keep your consistent values, you know, you keep your mental health positive through everything, like through your different phases of life. Your responsibilities are going to shift throughout your life. Your habits are going to shift. Your levels of motivation are going to shift. And there are times like now where I'm working just for myself and I don't have external responsibilities other than my own work for the next few months, where my life is focused a lot more on travel and adventure than it is a daily grind and routine. And there are things from that I'm really enjoying from it. One, you know, I feel a little bit more at peace not having as much pressure and stress on myself. And I also feel like I'm tapping into a more adventurous, more go with the flow side of myself, and I'm enjoying that right now. But I also am going to go back to school in January and have had multiple phases of my life where I have been working internships or been in school where I've thrived so much more off of a grind mode, daily routine, getting my work done, super productive. Everything's building off of each other like we're talking mm-hmm. about now. And from that, you know, there's a huge sense of accomplishment in being productive. There's a great feeling in feeling like your life is so abundant with so many different things that you're doing. Mm-hmm. But that can also become a bit stressful and overwhelming sometimes. So then sometimes your life calls for you pulling back a little mm-hmm. bit to kind of calm down and tap into other sides of yourself. So there definitely isn't like a one strict way of you should be doing more every single day of your whole life. But there's a lot of power in doing one thing well and how that can snowball into yeah. everything else in the rest of your life, and how in those phases of life where, you know, maybe you're balancing school and a job and fitness and a social life and all of these things, and you want to have all of these things in your life, that's a time that requires you to be doing more and to be more conscious of where you're spending your time and your energy to be able to do more and have that output in your life.
And where the concept that we talked about a couple episodes ago of simplifying your life, mm-hmm. that is not simplifying, and we brought this up in the episode actually, but that doesn't mean simplify the amount that you're doing, or the buckets, I think was the term we used, that you're doing. Mm-hmm. You can still be all in work or school or the gym yourself and social mm-hmm. without having the complexity within each of those buckets. So the idea of simplifying your life is, don't take 7 classes when like the recommended is 4, and then expect to still have the time to do everything else you need to do because you just doubled your workload and doubled the energy needed. So this goes back to the ratio rule a little bit too, but in, you know, the gym or your personal life, don't make it so complex that you get complacent. So if you say, I'm gonna do yoga today and then spin tomorrow and then Pilates and then I'm gonna lift and then I'm gonna run and then I'm gonna have this like insanely robust workout schedule mm-hmm. and make it super complex for yourself, because then you're gonna just be so overwhelmed and complacent. So the alternative would be to like have a gym routine that works for you without trying to overwhelm yourself with it. So maybe that is, I'm going to do like class pass and just choose a different class every day and schedule a different class every day.
But then that is your routine in itself.
That is your routine. Yeah. It's not an overwhelming thinking of it in like 7 different routines. Your routine is just, I do classes and I go to different workout classes mm-hmm. or it's, I run. That's what mm-hmm. I do. Whatever works for you. I like to work out. And that is what it is, without overcomplicating. If you're in college or high school and are looking to build your credit up, then the Ambition Card by College Ave is for you. This is a card that helps you safely build a positive credit history while you are in college.
We talk a lot about financial literacy and making sound financial decisions. Cue literally every conversation we've had on dupes and making smart finance decisions ever. And building a solid credit history helps so much, especially when you can get ahead while you're in college.
The Ambition Card helps you prepare for post-grad living with no late fees, no interest charges, and no credit check to qualify. Making payments on time will help positively impact and build your credit score.
The Ambition Card is specifically designed to help you, not hurt you, and you may not realize how important building a positive credit history while in college is right now, but I promise once you've graduated and are looking into renting your own apartment, opening a new credit card, starting a business, asking for a loan for anything, car insurance, getting a new car, your credit history sticks with you and has the opportunity to get you good deals and loans in the future if it's good, which is why I think this Ambition Card is such an amazing opportunity to get ahead of building your credit and start strong.
It's easy to get started. You can transfer money to your account and even set your own spending limit too. You've got money goals and the Ambition Card will help get you there. Check it out at ambitioncard.com. The Ambition Card is issued by Evolve Bank and Trust, member FDIC. Results may vary. Credit history is impacted by a number of factors.
It's time for another season of The Palmetto Porch, an original podcast from Discover South Carolina. I'm Devin Whitmire. Join me as I get to the heart of what makes South Carolina such a great place to visit by speaking to the locals who make it so special. Premiering December 5th, find The Palmetto Porch wherever you get your podcasts. And for more information about our show, visit scpalmettoporch.com.
And so simplify your life with the people in it. Focus on really good, strong relationships that serve you mm-hmm. rather than trying to please everyone. That is a huge one and a completely larger topic than just like 5 seconds of conversation. But all of these ideas are talking about simplifying the details of things so that you can do more and maximize where your energy is going and the output and how much you are doing in the long term. And another thing that I think is really important to talk about is committing to these things. I feel like we should do another episode on the fuck commitment issues episode, which had nothing to do with, maybe it had things to do with, like, relationships, but it was mostly, like,
committing to life.
What you're doing. Yeah. Because things are so much better and you get more out of it when you fully commit to things, whether that's like I'm focusing my energy on this or I'm fully embracing this phase of life that's like being thrown at me. Mm. When you commit to something, it works so much better and you are in the zone so much more. And so that could be committing to like, this is my life, this is my routine, this is my schedule. Because I think most of the time these phases, you know, whether it's an energized phase or a lazier phase, they kind of happen to us. So when you are in, a lot of the listeners are in school, and so when you're in school, you have your school routine. That is what it is. Like, you have different classes required of you. Your schedules are different. You're also in school, so you're being a lot more social. But then when you're on break or internship, summer, whatever it may be, your requirements and responsibilities are much different. So different phases of life, you have different requirements and responsibilities and schedules. Those are what you're working with to look at this abundance. So maybe you don't even realize it and you're in this phase of like, I'm energized, I'm up, I'm motivated because I'm forced to do a lot of things. There are a lot of things required of me right now. And in other phases, you're feeling the exact opposite, like lazy, lethargic, whatever it may be, after you get over that initial, oh, I'm having such a good break from my requirements phase. So some things that you can do to get yourself out of that unmotivated, lethargic, I can't get off my phone phase is give yourself more requirements. And so the idea of commitment with this is not just, oh, I'm gonna go for a walk tomorrow because I want to. That is all fine and good, and like you very well you could absolutely go for a walk and schedule that in and like make that part of your routine. But that doesn't really have, I'm using that as an example because it doesn't have stake in the game. If you say I'm gonna sign up for this class or commit to this plan with someone, it leaves less room to back out of something. You're like, you're way more committed. So maybe you have that understanding and confidence in yourself that you can say you're going to do something and then go do it. But most people take time to get up there and prove to themselves that you can say something and then do what you say. So making plans with other people, scheduling meetings if it's work things, new projects that you want to start, or maybe it's like going to a class, whether it be a hobby or a workout class, workout buddy, going to the gym.
I think having something in your life that is a consistent commitment and is on a time is going to help you so much because you're going to have something that you have to be on time for, and that's going to, you're going to work the rest of your life around that, and you're probably going to subconsciously give appointments to other things in your life and actually get them done.
Yeah. For sure. And so when I say commit to something, I mean do what you say you're going to do. So there's two kind of sides of this, is one being the when you're in it, commit to really being present and focused and making the most of it. But to get to that point, you have to commit to doing it. And so if that means scheduling it with someone or making it be a class or more serious thing where there are semi-repercussions if you don't do it, you know, if someone asks you to hang out and you have prior commitments, like you can't hang out at that time, you have commitments. That's the idea of being committed to the things you want to do and adding things into your schedule. So if you want to add things into your schedule and get your energy up because you are doing more, you have to commit to doing things. Because then if you're in this lazy phase, like low-key I am right now, I'm like, oh, I'm going to go for a walk midday. And then I don't do it. And then I feel even worse because I didn't do it. Because I didn't commit to it.
Yeah.
So when you make things commitments or real responsibilities, that changes the game entirely. And so some things you can do to establish this is schedule it out. We always say this with the gym. The best gym tip for people who are like, oh, I don't have time. Or like, how do I make sure to get to the gym? Schedule it. If you wake up in the morning and have no plan for the day, most of the time, your day is not going to be maxed out. And so this doesn't mean schedule every minute of your life, but if you know that like you get off work at 5 and you drive past the gym, go at 5:30.
Find those pockets of time and commit to them.
Right. Or if you have a break between classes or between shifts, at noon, go to the gym at noon. Mm-hmm. Or if you have to make it in the morning, if you really want to go to the gym, schedule it, get up in the morning, set your alarm and go. And this has to do with everything. Any commitment that you want to make. And so this could be scheduling it with another person or scheduling it just in your calendar by yourself if you can accomplish that. Mm-hmm.
Similarly to schedules, I think routines are huge because it almost takes multiple activities or tasks or checkboxes and puts them into one. Like in your nighttime routine, you're kind of checking off the box of get ready for bed. You're not checking off every single box of wash my face, brush my teeth, put on a serum, all of that. So you're not overwhelmed with all of these steps. So I think that building routines is one way that can really help you do more to do more because you're going to bucket things together as part of a routine. And again, once you get the ball rolling with that first step of the routine, everything else is going to fall over like dominoes and be easily part of it. And you're not necessarily overwhelmed by 10 different tasks. You just, you know, start the one in your routine and the rest of your routine follows. So I definitely think establishing those micro routines in your day-to-day life are super helpful in doing more to do more. So in conclusion, doing more can make you more motivated, it makes you more energized, and it makes you more interested in doing more. So by doing more, it usually becomes easy to do more. And you guys know, you know, we never want to give you advice and make you feel pressure that you have to be doing the absolute most all the time because, like, we aren't. Because, you know,
how you live your life.
We have all of the same things that we deal with. We have all of the same, you know, mindsets that everyone thinks. We have our lazy moments. We have our lazy phases. Like, that's definitely not where we want the pressure on ourselves or on you guys. But we do love to talk about concepts of how to keep yourself more motivated, how to do more, because life does feel really good when you're in those times where you're just on top of your shit with everything. And so hopefully this was helpful in understanding how you can get on top of your shit with everything. If you can kind of pick that one thing to get the ball rolling, get it done first, you can build those routines, you can start scheduling your things out and start feeling really accomplished about getting those done and feel the motivation and energy that comes with that to do even more.
Thank you guys so much for listening. Be sure to follow Girls Goals Pod, TikTok, Instagram, as well as at Kathy Kanine, at Karen Kanine, our personals on all platforms, and merch. If you're in college or high school and are looking to build your credit up, then the Ambition Card by College Ave is for you. This is a card that helps you safely build a positive credit history while you are in college.
We talk a lot about financial literacy and making sound financial decisions. Cue literally every conversation we've had on dupes and making smart finance decisions ever. And building a solid credit history helps so much, especially when you can get ahead while you're in college.
The Ambition Card helps you prepare for post-grad living with no late fees, no interest charges, and no credit check to qualify. Making payments on time will help positively impact and build your credit score.
The Ambition Card is specifically designed to help you, not hurt you, and you may not realize how important building a positive credit history while in college is right now, but I promise once you've graduated and are looking into renting your own apartment, opening a new credit card, starting a business, asking for a loan for anything, car insurance, getting a new car, your credit history sticks with you and has the opportunity to get you good deals and loans in the future if it's good, which is why I think this Ambition Card is such an amazing opportunity to get ahead of building your credit and start strong.
It's easy to get started. You can transfer money to your account and even set your own spending limit too. You've got money goals and the Ambition Card will help get you there. Check it out at ambitioncard.com. The Ambition Card is issued by Evolve Bank and Trust, member FDIC. Results may vary. Credit history is impacted by a number of factors.
Hey, y'all. Darius Rucker here. You know, a lot of people ask me, what inspires your music? And one of the big things is a strong sense of place. That's why I love my home state of South Carolina and want to share the awesome things it has to offer. From the beautiful mountains down to the sunny coast, it's got it all. Not to mention two of my personal favorites, great golf and amazing food. Come see why I love this place. Visit discoversouthcarolina.com.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.